AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Keith Swingle is the Vice President of Business Development for NetVPro. NetVPro, folks, is your IT easy button. If you're one of these CEOs who doesn't even know what you don't even know, first of all, welcome to the club. I'm not the CEO, but I don't know a lot of things. This is why we have these conversations. Keith, first of all, great to see you again.
Hello, sir.
We want to talk about something that I really don't know about, which is, you know, hello, Bob. When we hear about the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. Is it up there or not?
Yeah. When I'm asked about the cloud, a lot of times I say, well, that's kind of nebulous. Right?
Yeah.
The cloud means different things to different people. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, one way to consider it is services like Amazon has a cloud mm-hmm. service, and Microsoft has a cloud service. So there's big providers like that.
Right.
Then there's other organizations that you can go to that have kind of cloud capabilities. And really, really, when we think about cloud, we think about almost shared resources is a way to think about it, a way to deliver compute and storage in a virtual environment. So
if I'm thinking, one of the first times I guess I would have ever seen this would have been like for storage capabilities, right? You mm-hmm. can store your stuff that way. Your little box in your office doesn't get full,
right?
If I'm a gamer, I probably play games, quote unquote, in the cloud because I log on and it happens somewhere else,
right?
Is that a decent analogy?
That's a good analogy. I explain it in a way that kind of relates back to monster trucks. I don't know if you've ever seen a monster truck that has four engines on it.
Yes, sir.
So if one of those engines blows, what happens? The truck keeps going, mm-hmm. right? Because it's getting power from the other engines. And that's kind of the way the cloud works in that we aren't tied to an individual piece of hardware anymore. It used to be that if you had an application that you used in your business, that application would run on a server. And if that server went down, you would lose access to that application.
Mm-hmm.
There's challenges with that. Being able to be more resilient as a business meant that you would have to have two servers or three servers running that application so that if one were to go down, you could quickly switch to another mm-hmm. one. So that was one iteration. Then when you think about the cloud, what happens is really we strap a whole bunch of servers together and we create what's called virtual machines. And those virtual machines take the place of what used to be a physical machine. But that server now doesn't run on one specific piece of equipment. It's spread across multiples.
Sure. And there is a physical piece of equipment. It's just not sitting in your office.
There's physical equipment that exists somewhere. And mm-hmm. this is where sometimes the disjunction happens, because it does. When you think of the cloud, it doesn't necessarily need to be Amazon or Microsoft. You can create within your business a private cloud, or you can create a hybrid cloud environment where some services are done locally in your business and other ones are provided by the cloud.
So if I'm completely confused, this is why you would call NetVPro. And this is the coolest part about this conversation. When you dial this number, you get Keith Swingle.
You get to talk to me directly. And I have been referred to as a cloud before.
What is your
because
number?
Because I'm
Keith?
Fluffy.
Yeah.
My number is 320-493-3668. And again, that rings directly to me, day or night, rain or shine.
So here it is, 2018, right? I'm sure that people that are business owners and CEOs are all up on all of this kind of stuff because they have time, right? They got nothing going on.
They're reading about the cloud.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, if you are that person and you really, God, who has time to fool around with this? You don't. You have a company to run. That's where NetVPro comes in.
It warrants a quick discussion because every business is different. Every business has a different need,
but yet they're the same because they all have the same. A fragility of being attacked, right? And the days of, and you say this all the time, the days of some kid eating Cheetos in his basement, that's not what we're worried about, right? There are corporations that are out there that are specifically designed to break into your business, and that is why NetVPro pretty much as a necessity.
Yep. We're here to help.
Boy, if your hair's on fire, you've got the fire department right here. They're called NetV Pro, your IT easy button. Again, make sure that people have your phone number, Keith.
My phone number is 320-493-3668, and it comes right to me, rain or shine.
You bet. Your IT easy button, NetV Pro, Keith Swingle, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetV Pro. KNSI.